The Real Estate Revolution is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice. Please consult your trusted financial advisor, real estate professional, or attorney before making any real estate or financial decisions. Please remember, when following advice, your results may vary. And all information covered here is not intended to cover all aspects of the subject material, but rather a sample of issues the hosts and guests consider important.
With the latest in real estate news, you can learn all the facts that will keep you on track and use them any way you choose.
And now it's time for a power hour from America's trusted resource for everything real estate. Everything in the real estate industry is in a constant movement of change. It's a real estate revolution with your host, Victoria Riva De Nera, and her co-host, Scott Forsino. Welcome to the Real Estate Revolution.
Revolution.
Good evening and happy Monday. I'm Victoria Riva De Nera, Vice President of Business Relations for Movement Mortgage. And I'm here tonight with my co-host, Scott Forsino. How are you tonight, Scott?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here.
Happy February.
It's here. 1 month down. It feels like New Year's Day was 2 days ago.
Yeah, it sure does. Time does fly when you're having fun, right?
We've had a lot of fun on this show.
We have definitely had fun. So do you say February with that R pronounced?
No, no one does.
No. I'm surprised.
Should I?
I don't know. You say Dubai instead of Dubai. Who knows?
No, it says February. It's like Wednesday. How do you say that?
Wednesday.
No. Is it just old English?
I don't know. That was just a question. So it's leap year.
Yeah, one more day. 366.
Yep.
Someone says 24/7, 365. It's
366 this year.
Right.
Why is that? Why do we celebrate leap year?
I don't know. That'd be a good question. You know, Scott? Why?
I know, years. Too. I'm glad that you know.
It rotates on a quarter. There's like a quarter more that it rotates. So every 4 years, you need that one day. Keeps it even.
To put it back in alignment with the solar system, right?
Yeah.
And our stars.
So you knew something that Scott Forsino didn't know.
Breaking news.
Absolutely breaking news. Mm-hmm.
Do you know there's an extra second also added?
There's an extra second?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes, yeah.
Did you know that, Scott?
Yes, I did. I knew that.
Oh, so you knew about the second, but you don't know why the day there's an extra day in the year.
The forza del destino, the fault lies in our stars, but not ourselves. That's to be in alignment with the stars and the moon.
Okay, moving on.
That's a deflection from the topic.
I don't know the subject.
I don't think we really change our alignment in the solar system. We just mark it down in our calendar.
Listen, we don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
My two cents.
Okay, I like that. So Groundhog Day tomorrow?
We have our own. Staten Island.
Puxitani,
like with Bill Murray. And Staten Island Sam, you're from Staten Island?
I'm from Staten Island.
What is his name, Sam?
I don't even know. I'm not as smart as you, Scott.
I don't know, but what's the rule? If he sees a shadow, it is more winter. If he doesn't see it, it is not.
That's right.
There's six more weeks of winter. And no shadow, winter's over.
There's no shadow. It's going to be raining tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
I don't believe that, though.
I don't know.
I think I think this has been a very, very mild winter. I mean, look at it right now. Yeah, 60 degrees today.
It was a little winter attraction last week, but here we are.
Yes, we had some snow. Every winter you have to have a good snowstorm. Mm-hmm. So we had our good snowstorm. Do you have a snowblower?
I don't. I mean, that's a subject I'm glad you asked, because I kind of try to amortize it and say, for the $40 I give the lads that walk by, I need 10 times to equate to one. And then, as our guests and I were saying, do I want to be that guy? Like my dad did in the 70s with the wheels that churned, and then you're responsible for it. Can I just hang out until some guys inevitably knock on the door?
Right, so you just call someone.
No, they come.
Yeah, me too. I was just going to say, I don't even call someone. No, they know after X amount of snowfall.
They just come.
They just come. They plow the snow, and I don't have
plow
to worry about
dig.
Any of that.
Yeah. In fact, this year I did too much. I actually scratched both cars' windshields because I used the metal. If Heather's listening, I'm sorry.
You actually did something?
Yeah, I did it.
You did some work?
Because the guys didn't come.
I don't believe that.
I did it.
Look, Tim doesn't believe it either. It's now true. That is breaking news.
You guys didn't come because you only offered $40 to do you. That's why.
No, they drive by. No, they say 60. They say 8. It hasn't happened. I try to wait them out.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tim.
But I did it.
Did anyone get a picture of you doing some work?
I have a picture. I'll put it. All right. Now
you do need to put that up.
Watch
on
this.
Facebook.
You want to? I'm going to do it right now. We just put on our Facebook account. I'll put the picture of me shoveling.
Okay, I would really like to see that. Did you break a sweat?
Definitely.
Wow, I can't believe it.
I had a wicked away with the, you know, under.
When was the last time you worked that hard?
Physically?
Look, you have to think about it.
Physically? No, June. It was June for the Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, that's right. You actually picked up a hammer that day. I remember.
I felt like a real man getting out there dirty, digging holes. It was for a good cause, though. Habitat for Humanity and with Exit Realty Group. We did a great job for a really deserving family.
Yes.
So it was worth all the blood, sweat, and tears.
Were you crying? Because you had to work?
No, I was crying. I felt moved by the really good job we did for these folks.
Very good. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah. So I figure every...
What else do you do? Do you do stuff in your house? Do you paint?
No, I don't. No, no. My brother does everything in his house. In fact, I'll digress one second. Amusing anecdote. When my wife's mother met me, I had been a lawyer for... I'd been a lawyer for 9 years or so. And the first question she said was, what can you do? I knew where she was going. Like, what am I doing?
And you said, I just pick up a pen.
What is this? What is my skill set? And I said, I retorted immediately and I said, what needs to be done? Because I was in a letter. And we've been at that for
always years. Answer a question with a question. Because he who asked the question is in control, right?
So Heather was at the time really psyched that I didn't acquiesce and answer. I just said, what needs to be done? Mm-hmm. And Heather goes, I think he can make phone calls.
Right. Can you?
Sure. Yeah, that's what we did.
Who do you call?
I call my service providers if I know who they are or on behalf of clients. All right.
I'm not going to give you too much of a hard time. So I asked you if you do stuff in your house because we have a guest here today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about relationships within the community and realtor relationships. And it's quite interesting when you talk about relationships with realtors, right? Because they say most people move into a house, not mainly for the house, but for the community. And yet the realtor is not really most of the time involved in the community after the sale. You know, they say 9 out of 10 home buyers say that they're very happy with their agent at the close of their transaction. But less than 10% of homeowners will use the same agent again when it's time to put the house on the market.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Why is that?
Why? I don't think they keep in touch or meaningful touch. Sending a turkey recipe is telling them to turn their clocks back is not the answer.
That's right. They're not keeping in touch. That
or meaningful
is the
touch
answer.
Or, you know, something that matters.
Something that is of value. Right? So after the sale, what's the best thing to do? Is to get involved within the community, right? Who knows better? Right? It takes one great relationship to start a chain of community networking opportunities. Just one relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it just keeps going from there.
I think the realtor should be the hub of those services between the local service providers and the client who we're going to hear from our guest moved to a community and didn't know anyone.
Right. I did the same thing. I moved to a community where I knew absolutely no one. And the interesting thing is that there's a myriad of companies out there that are competing for market share all the time. And who are people doing business with?
People
that
know,
they like and trust. Right.
I made that up.
You made that up.
I made that up.
You did not make
that up. Even though I've heard it said, I felt that way. And when I first said it was me. I said it without ever hearing it before. So suffice that to say.
Okay. Well, you may have said it without hearing it before, but I know you did not make that up. I've been saying that long before I knew you.
Yeah, I know that. I believe
and it's
you.
Funny. I just saw something where someone from Harvard said that they did this big study on the two things that are most important to people when they're doing business with someone. And the two things were like and trust. And I said, well, I've been saying that for years. So I thought I made it up. Mm-hmm. And now you thought you made it up. Although I don't really think I made it up. I know I heard it somewhere.
It makes sense. And it's three one-syllable words. So like, trust,
Alright. So, we know that it's a people business. We know that we want to do business with people we like and trust. So, who's our guest today?
This is David Weinstein from Homekeeper. David is an Ivy Leaguer, so let's be impressed, and an NCAA player. Is that right? Yes, he is.
What's an NCAA?
Bro? National College Athletic Association.
I'm being sarcastic.
A big football player.
Did you not give me a jab on that? Really?
David went to Cornell for undergrad and grad with an MBA. He worked on Wall Street, lower Manhattan, that is, for those that don't know, and has been in commercial real estate since he and Rob Morelli founded Homekeeper in around 2014. And I know I've known David since that time and heard quite a bit about his fantastic service, which is Homekeeper. So, David, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Would you let our listeners know really what Homekeeper is and what is the purpose?
Sure. First of all, thanks very much for having me. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Great opportunity. It's our pleasure to have you here.
Talk about something that we're really passionate about and excited about. Just to shout out one thing, Saro Kutry is our third co-founder. He likes to stay below the radar a little bit, but I don't want to let him get away.
I've met him
unscathed.
And I know, I like, and I trust him.
Yeah, there you go. So
you know,
do I.
You like and you trust him. That's a good story.
Homekeeper, what we're trying to do is help homeowners with their home. And primarily it relates to, like we were talking about, the relationships that they have around their home. And there are so, so many. The first one usually starts with a realtor. Almost all homeowners in the country, when they buy their home, the first person they meet in the neighborhood is their realtor. And it's the beginning of a cascade of relationships. It's focused, you know, primarily around home service pros to begin with. I got to get the house painted. We have to get this fixed, that fixed. The closing process, the realtor is heavily involved in finding advisors like mortgage folks and title throughout the process. And then ongoing, there's endless things to do with a house that homeowners are almost 100% ignorant of. And there's a huge industry around helping people find the right people. We're getting closer and closer to the solution. But what we're trying to do is help homeowners find the right people at the right time by connecting them with someone they know and trust, primarily, in this case, the realtor. Is that a good summary?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, real estate is local. And as you said, you know, would you relay your experience? You moved to Chappaqua?
Yes.
And you had nobody in mind?
Oh, yeah. No, it was, I feel like it's a somewhat common story, but at the time it didn't feel so common. We moved from the city to the suburbs, and we walked in the house, and we looked around and realized right away, I have no idea what I'm doing with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And day two, there was an old washing machine that we didn't check if it worked at closing. My wife turned it on, went upstairs, and 2 minutes later, there was 2 inches of water in my basement. And it engendered just panic. We just had no idea what to do. We didn't know who to call. Not only, you know, which is the best vendor, but what category of vendor. I almost called the National Guard because I didn't know what to do. And once I settled down for a second, I realized the only person I knew in town was my realtor, who was lovely, and I trusted her, and that's all it took. I called her, and of course she knew the right person. And they called me up, said, calm down, don't worry about it, we'll be there tomorrow. They showed up first thing, got us all sorted out. I didn't have to call a major contractor and like spend a lot of money. We had a simple solution. And that was, among a couple other experiences, that's one of the formative experiences around forming Homekeeper is, my goodness,
mm-hmm.
homeowners need information desperately, and realtors tend to have it. So
okay.
Isn't there a better way to cross that information and get that information disseminated to homeowners when they need it?
Very good point. If you'd like to join in the conversation here today, or if you have any questions, give us a call at 914-693-5700. Again, that's 914-693-5700. We're going to go to break right now, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever been disappointed because something important you planned went wrong at the last moment? Doesn't that make you really frustrated? That won't happen at Movement Mortgage, where your entire loan process is designed to remove the stress and hassles from getting your loan approved quickly. Movement Mortgage is the Inc. 500 fastest growing company in 42 states, including this area, working hard for you. How? At Movement Mortgage, your loan is processed in 7 days, and we underwrite in the first 48 hours. We expedite your loan and update you continually. When buying your first home, upgrading, downsizing, or even refinancing, call your Movement Mortgage team today. The movement of change is here for you with Movement Mortgage. Call Movement Mortgage at 1-800-516-2119. That's 1-800-516-2119. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179.
The movement of change is here. Movement Mortgage.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repair man, and I want to help you improve your credit.
As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO Pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. You could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138. Or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com.
Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage. They will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMSL 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
And we're back. We are here with David Weinstein from Homekeeper, and we're talking about relationships after the sale. And we have a caller on the line. Veronica, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling. Do you have a question, or are you jumping into the conversation here?
I'm jumping into the conversation. I have a small little question. I was driving, and I'm so happy I stumbled upon your station. I listen to a lot of talk radio. I am a homeowner. It's not a new home, but I am a homeowner. And I actually like the idea that Mr. Weinstein, right? Is it Mr. Weinstein?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, your guest. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Great, thank you. I actually love the idea that you have a company that provides a service in an effort to disseminate information from the homeowner. Maybe, like a realtor, homeowner, so there's no third party. You go directly to this person and you can get the answers that you need, especially if it's something like a flood in your house or you find first buy a house. I think that's a great, great service.
Thank you. I'm so glad you think so. And it was born from, like I said, personal experiences and just observing people in the marketplace. It's very anxiety producing as a problem at your house. Most people are not experts at construction or repairs or how to do things. So you're doubly behind the eight ball in terms of knowing who to call. And then how to figure out if they're a good person to work with. Ideally, you can just call one person and say, who's the person? And they tell you, and it's done with, and all that anxiety goes away, and you can just move forward with addressing the problem, as opposed to addressing the second problem of figuring out who to choose.
So you have a website for your company, Mr. Weinstein?
Yeah, it's homekeeper.com. Now, obviously, as internet startup wise guys, we couldn't just spell it homekeeper. It's
okay.
Homekeep R, so you're missing the last E, sort of like Tumblr or Flickr. So it's
HOMEKEEPR.com. Homekeeper.com. Okay. And the specific service that you provide, it's kind of like a matching service?
Well, it's a service where you get hooked up with a local expert. So if you're a homeowner and you sign up and you haven't been invited by a realtor, when you sign up, your directory will be empty, but we will see, all that happens is if you click on it, we prompt you to send us an email, and we find someone in your area who's close by with a good list of vendors, and we connect you. And it's a great way.
Is this a 24-hour service?
Sure. Just anytime. Email us anytime. We'll get you going.
How long does it take to receive a response? Suppose something like this happens by 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, are you talking about an issue at your home or setting up the application?
At your home, an issue
that... We are not like Uber. We actually don't talk to the contractors. It depends on who's in your directory. So individual contractor responds as they see fit.
Okay, so we phone your company, homekeeper.com, mm-hmm. or maybe email or whatever, right? We phone them, and I'm just using the incident of your having a flood, right? And you didn't know because it was kind of a time-sensitive situation.
Right.
And you didn't know who to phone, and you just happened to kind of pause and think, who do I phone? It just so happened that you thought of your realtor.
Right.
But if any other person that would have a situation like this, they would phone homekeeper.com, and they would have to wait for 24 hours?
Oh, no, no, no. Forgive me. If you're using Homekeeper, you'll have the app on your phone, ideally, and you open up
all
the
right.
app, and in your app should be a directory of home service providers that you can choose from, or you can contact the realtor that you're connected with, and I'm sure they'd be more than happy to help you. Realtors love solving problems for homeowners.
Okay, and one more question, or actually two more questions. I'm sorry. Thank you so much for your insight.
Sure.
The other question would be logistics or demographics, rather. I'm sorry, demographics. If I'm in Westchester County, how far, kind of like a pizza delivery, right? How far are they willing to?
Well, if you were in Westchester, we would connect you with a realtor in Westchester, ideally in the town that you're in, and their directory of their favorite businesses are almost certainly going to be proximate to you. So, you know, we wouldn't connect you with a realtor, to use hyperbole, in California. That wouldn't do you any good. And the realtor,
well, yeah, not California,
right.
But I mean, you know, the Bronx or something like that.
Yeah, the point is we will take your zip code and we will find someone near you. We will connect you with a specific realtor, and their directory will be your go-to directory for great information, like emergencies or even simple things like ordering pizza.
All right, wonderful. Okay, all right.
Veronica, can I ask Scott to get your name and number and... maybe I'll reach him myself. Where are you living? Did you say? Shouldn't say.
Yeah, you're right. In Yonkers, right next door to Scarsdale.
Okay, cool. Scott, our young lad, will get your information.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And we also have another caller on the line. We have Phil. Phil, are you with us?
I am with you.
All right, how are you, Phil?
I'm great. I'm very
awesome. Good. I know you're joining in on the conversation.
Phil, you got to say long time, first time, or first time, long time. What do they say?
He's a regular.
Yeah, I guess I'd be a regular.
So he's not Puxitani Phil. He's regular Phil.
True.
Right, right. I'm not afraid of my own shadow. I am a user on the professional side of David's app. And I think it's sort of emblematic of the fact that one of the values of a good agent is that they open their Rolodex to their clients, and they make connections, and they make vetted connections so people can have a little confidence that the person they're being referred to is somebody who has a good track record.
Yeah, Phil. First of all, thanks for calling in. Good to hear your voice as always. How do you think it affects the entire sphere of influence, all the businesses that you're connected to as well?
Well. I think that they appreciate being on the being in the app. I think they know that that they're a that they're in my directory. That they're and when they get a referral and a call and Phil sent them, I get a nice thank you. So, but perhaps most importantly is that you have a happy consumer. You have a happy client.
Right.
This is the big. The big battle that consumers are fighting. It's the big uphill battle. Where do you find reliable help? I mean, Angie's List, Yelp. Where do you go? There's a Yelpification of a lot of different businesses because everything ends up being three stars because you get people, like, for example, killing a diner because they didn't like the crab legs, which is not why you go to a diner, right? So, it's important for people to have a little bit of peace of mind that if they are referred to someone, that it's a vetted, proven, known quantity that they can sleep at night knowing that they're going to get a square deal and that they're going to get competent work, and this is something they can refer to their friends and relatives.
In terms of, as you said, the Yelpification, I mean, as a consumer, it strikes me that when I use Yelp or some other service like it, there's one of two reasons I'm doing it. Either I'm livid at something that happened to me, which makes me irrational, and it's probably got nothing to do with the place itself. So I'm in there to make scathing negative reviews, which I do infrequently. It's the only time I do it. Or I know somebody at the establishment that I want to support. So I feel like in my own personal experience, it's almost always unbiased information. And therefore, as a system, if I'm acting that way, I assume some other portion of the population is doing that too. And it makes me wonder about the value of that entire structure of finding recommendations and finding people.
And Phil, let me comment. That's the point. I've never used Yelp. I've never given a review because I don't want to. And I don't believe people giving negative reviews because they haven't established themselves as the appropriate, then they're not in the appropriate position to give one. I don't know what they ordered or how long they go or whatever it is. But this, Phil, is you are the liaison, so to speak, between the client that might need help and the service providers. So they're really looking to you as the hub to that they believe. They believe in you much more than they'll believe in Yelp. That's why it's, I think.
But you're also talking about a realtor who has referred this person, maybe an electrician or a painter or a lawn service, time and time again. So they know what the track record is, they know what the reputation is, and they also know that they're going to do the right thing for that realtor because of that strong relationship that they have built between them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Here's the great equalizer. If I have a bad experience from someone's recommendation on Yelp, what am I going to do? Call Capricorn 67 and tell them, hey, you misled me? Where's the recourse? But when I refer someone as an agent to someone who's in my Homekeeper app, that's my good name on the line. So even if it were pay to play, which it isn't, by the way, it's going to reflect back on me.
That's correct. So,
that's the great equalizer.
Right, and that's where the trust comes in as well. And the trust comes in for all parties.
That's why it's valuable.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting messaging issue, and it's a bit of a concept we have to try and articulate in that, as you guys are saying, for a plumber, a recommendation from your best friend doesn't represent a huge stream of business in the future, and therefore they are less motivated by virtue of that particular recommendation. If you ask your realtor for a recommendation, however, and you called a plumber and said, Phil has recommended me, that plumber is going to be ostensibly on best behavior because Phil is active in the industry. He represents a big stream of potential business in the future, and you get the best behavior. So that really is one of the big reasons consumers should really feel good about that one-on-one recommendation and that sort of networked effect, as opposed to simply from a stranger or even from your best friend. Even asking on Facebook, in my opinion, is less valuable because, again, it's people who don't represent future business for the plumber, whereas a professional really does.
Let's talk about that a little bit. You know, Facebook. We spoke about that earlier today. So many people are going to Facebook or any other social media platform and saying, hey, this is what I need. Any recommendations? This is what happened. What should I do?
It's part of our culture. Facebook mm-hmm. is massive. It's important. This huge volume. It's a great place to do exactly that. I would say, though, that as the importance of the project at hand, the cost, and also the intimacy with your home and family, you're going to start to run into problems. Because, for instance, if you have a big repair or remodeling project, these contractors come into your home. They're exposed to you and your family. And I think that I like to get as comfortable as I can with these sorts of folks. So if I can get a trusted recommendation, that is more important to me than say, hey, where's the best place to get Chinese food in a town that I'm going? Hey, I'm traveling to Seattle. Where do I eat? That's great for Facebook. Where do I stay? These decisions that have less of an impact when it's really expensive and really important to you and your family, I think it ups the ante, and you're going to want that one-on-one recommendation.
And that's that. You're discussing having a steak in Seattle. That makes sense. That's crowdsourcing. So I don't know the restaurants in Seattle, and we might get 4 or 5 recommendations. That makes sense. It is only a meal.
Right.
But we were mentioning some realtor, unlike Phil, who was asking for something that's pretty common in their usual local market, and they were asking Facebook. So unless they have ultra local friends, why don't they have that asset? I call it an asset, that referral partner in their office, in their sphere, or even a local colleague, that like Phil does, or I think that's really an important point. But to crowdsource things like that are really best served on a more surface, I think is really lame.
Yeah, I mean, Phil can speak to this better than I can for a bunch of obvious reasons, one of them being he's a realtor and I am not. I think that realtors, in my experience, tend to overvalue their
their position and their knowledge base as it relates to a specific transaction and seeing the home, and they undervalue all the other things that they can do. And I observed early on that, to use the word broker as a verb for a second, realtors broker way more than one transaction. They broker 5, 10, 15 transactions around a home process. They help arrange mortgage, title, insurance, movers, contractors, lawyers, eventually painters, deck people, roofers, on and on and on. And I think realtors don't see in themselves how valuable that is. And we are trying to work on that with them and say, listen, you and your team are the hub for local business. The multiplier for your office is probably enormous.
You know, it's really great that you said that, because there was a study done recently, and I can't remember who did the study, but they said that every time a house sells, 22 businesses get involved just from that sale. And that's why real estate drives the economy.
Right.
Because it's not just about the sale of the house, but it's about the lawn service that is now going
everything
to be there. It's about the painter, like you said, the mover. You know, every single aspect of that house has to involve another company.
So much. I mean, like I said, realtor is usually the first person you meet in the neighborhood. They're really ambassadors for all the local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a fad in the last little while, and I hope it's not a fad, this idea of hyper-local. I mean, there is nobody more intimately involved with the backbone of a community than a realtor.
Well,
and more than that, and I'm sorry to cut you off, is that you'll find every office meeting I've ever been to, the realtors are raising money for some local cause.
Okay.
These offices are the hub of a tremendous amount of activity, and from a marketing and messaging standpoint, it is my observation that I think a lot of realtors undervalue that, don't talk about it as much, and don't maximize that, you know, they don't leverage that in their business.
Well, I agree with that, and I think studies will also show that as well, because when we first opened the show, I said 9 out of 10 home buyers said that they're happy with their agent during the transaction, and yet less than 10% of homeowners are using the same realtor when they have to put their house on the market to sell 7 years later. There's a reason for that, and the reason is they're not staying in touch, they're not involved with their sphere of everyone that they've sold to, and they probably are involved in the community, and they do know all the local businesses, and they're constantly looking for the next sale and forgetting about the retention of who they had before.
All that local knowledge and connection is probably why they became a realtor in the first place.
That's right.
You know, David, that part I may disagree with, I'll tell you, the reason I think why realtors will focus on the transaction and may not focus on the meaningful contact thereafter is because, let's be real, they're licensed for the transaction. Their brokers are responsible legally, ethically for the transaction. The broker, Phil's a broker, broker owner, is not responsible if you give someone a painter that doesn't show up. And this does, not by my opinion, but maybe some of the realtors that don't do this might be considered quote-unquote extra work. Closed the deal, went to the closing, that's extra work, I got to move on to the next deal, and I hope they have the right plumber or roofer.
But a successful business person, whether it's a realtor or not, knows that building relationships in any industry is going to bring you to the next level.
I agree.
Right.
Keeping those relationships.
I think that like many people in many industries, realtors are human beings, and they get myopic about what they're doing. And you get your head down, the next deal, we're going to make money. And the truth of the matter is that when you put someone in a home, on average, it might be 7 years before the next trade comes in.
Okay.
So it's easy to say to yourself, well, that's 7 years away. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it now. But when you think about what that stat is emblematic of, it's emblematic of the death of a relationship where you could be getting referrals in near term. That's the thing. That's the key to the whole business.
Absolutely.
That we've learned is it's the referral from that super happy customer for their cousin or neighbor who's moving. That's how you start to grow your business.
That's correct.
In the near term.
But
so
David, you know, my counter to that is, I mean, you told me that in some cases, even using the Homekeeper app, some people use the default. I don't think everyone is even willing, or the top producers are not willing to make contacts with those blue-collar guys or those service providers or even insurance guys. They may not want to have those quills in their arrows in the quill, so to speak. Tell me about how people are using Homekeeper. Is everyone...
Homeowners?
You told me that Homekeeper people are looking for the default, like in that company that uses it. They don't want to necessarily populate their own service providers.
Well, I mean, I think that some in an office of realtors, there tends to be a bit of a skew. So the most active folks are the ones with the best relationships. It's not a coincidence that the realtors with the most closings, and Phil, I hope you'll speak about, you know, talk about this because you'll learn more about it than I will. The most active people have the best relationships. The less active people tend not to have the relationships and are always asking the more active people for those recommendations. Like, hey, I know you closed six houses last quarter and two of them needed new roofs. Who was your roofer? So even an inexperienced realtor or one that is not as active can still get access to the best information in their own office. I'm certain anybody in Phil's office can find the best people in that area anytime they want by contacting Phil because he knows everybody. And that is part of what we're talking about. And yes, we do offer lists for realtors so they can begin to get access to people that their colleagues are also using, sort of working as a bit of a team more.
Okay, before we go to Phil, just hold that thought, Phil. We have to go to break. Again, if anyone would like to join in on the conversation, we can be reached here at 914-693-5700.
Have you ever been disappointed because something important you planned went wrong at the last moment? Doesn't that make you really frustrated? That won't happen at Movement Mortgage, where your entire loan process is designed to remove the stress and hassles from getting your loan approved quickly. Movement Mortgage is an Inc. 500 fastest growing company in 42 states, including this area, working hard for you. How? At Movement Mortgage, your loan is processed in 7 days, and we underwrite in the first 48 hours. We expedite your loan and update you continually. When buying your first home, upgrading, downsizing, or even refinancing, call your Movement Mortgage team today. The movement of change is here for you with Movement Mortgage. Call Movement Mortgage at 1-800-516-2119. That's 1-800-516-2119. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179.
The movement of change is here. Movement Mortgage.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repairman, and I want to help you improve your credit. As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. You could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138, or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com.
Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage, they will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMSL 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
And we're back. We're here again with David Weinstein from Homekeeper. I knew. My boys here are thinking that I forgot. I didn't forget. We have someone on the line. Vinny, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you tonight?
Good. Vinny, how are you today?
I'm doing really well. David, what a great site. What a great product. Easy to navigate your website. I think what we're really talking about here, or what you guys are, and we're lucky enough to hear it, is a third-party endorsement is always the best way to get something done. And people are looking for trusted advisors, and I believe what some real estate agents, at least my students, are missing, they think relationship bonding is the top level of bonding. And of the four levels of bonding, what you really are trying to do is get to that fourth level of advocacy bonding. And that's when your customers actually advocate for you. And what that requires, as Scott alluded to a little bit earlier, is having a consistent relationship, Victoria said that too, with your clients, both your sellers and your buyers, keeping in touch with everybody who gives you a paycheck for those 7 years, so that can you, that each person you deal with can at least give you one referral per year. You start to add up the years, and you get a lot of business out of something, and this product ties it all together. I think this is a hit.
Thank you very much. We've never met before, but you are definitely hired. You have a job at Homekeeper waiting for you.
Okay, I'll take you up on that.
Thank you. Yeah, I couldn't have. I can't touch that. That was perfectly well said, as far as I can say. I don't know what to say in response.
That's great. Yes, that was great.
So, coming from Vinny, that's important. I appreciate that, Vinny.
So, Vinny, are you familiar with Homekeeper, or is this the first time you've been introduced to them?
Well, I saw it on the web on your site earlier in the week, and on the advert. And then I took the time to look on the website. It's knocking it right out of the park.
Awesome. Well, wow. Thank you very much for that contribution.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for the show tonight. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, coming from Vinny, he's a realtor himself. I know he was in your company before
at
the time.
Yes, he worked as the manager for the company that I used to own. He was awesome, and he was very, very good at building relationships. So that is definitely the person that you want to advocate for you.
I knew Vinny as a real estate trainer in the 90s, actually.
He worked with Floyd Whitman.
Training hundreds and hundreds of people with the approach to representing clients as best they could. So for the hat to come from him, I think it's a nice fine feather in your cap.
That's
maybe
get
a written testimonial from Vinny, too.
That's great. That's great.
Moving on.
Yeah. So I could tell you in my instance, and we've had as a homeowner, I'll give you a good little story. I had, during that polar vortex, not this year, not 2015, but 14, it was like zero for 100 days.
Definitely did not have that this year.
No, we didn't. No. But I tell you, so I was in the morning getting ready to get out of the house. My wife turns on the faucet and says, there's no water. And I knew what that meant. So that means the pipe burst. She didn't know what that meant. I go down, I was sloshing and probably, past my ankles in cold, cold, cold water.
Awful.
So I happen to know who to call. However, I just was recently at a realtor event, and the person I called was at that realtor event. It made me wonder how many of those realtors at that event would have called this person in a similar circumstance or had that person for their clients. And it really wasn't much, because I guess what's unfortunate is that that service provider didn't have an expectation. There even was an opportunity to be referenced or referred by those realtors. So they were in this situation where I was lucky enough to know. But not everyone would.
I say that all the time. Contractors really need to get to know who the local realtors are, because they are the ones that are in touch with the homeowners.
They're the hub.
Absolutely.
They know when people are getting, how about just getting ready to sell a house? Realtors know. That's huge. A tremendous amount of work
Paint.
Is done there.
Mm-hmm.
Who just moved? Who just moved? And they have a list of items they want to fix. All throughout the process, you talk to your realtor. Oh, I love this bathroom, but I want to redo the kitchen. Boom. That's a source of business.
Even stages. But Victoria, how many houses are staged now? Even right now, Westchester?
Oh, they're not as many as there should be.
Right. I would say way less than half. Because,
mm-hmm.
I'm
always surprised by that.
Way less. Well, I mean.
Yes,
it's
home
important.
Staging.
It's very important.
If I could be sexist, can I be sexist on the show?
Why wouldn't you not be sexist on this show?
Right,
you're asking permission today, but never before.
I'm being sexist because I think that women think they can do it. I mean, I know I can. I doubt highly you could do it, David. But I think some of the classy women and realtors think I do it at home. I could do it here. I do it at my own home. I could do it. I could give some helpful suggestions. Remove all the kids' graduation photos. Okay, we're good. But they don't necessarily use that the services that I really think would help them.
I didn't believe in it until I had to sell my home. And then the realtor came in and staged it. We were in New York, and I said to myself, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I guess we should have had a stager all along. Yeah, it's a very important part of the process.
Absolutely. A professional is always a smart move.
Absolutely.
They look at it through a different set of eyes.
Absolutely.
To me, a stager should be on every one of the realtor's Homekeeper apps.
It's a very popular category. Very popular category for all these obvious reasons.
Well, it's the same thing with a for sale by owner versus selling your house. Selling a house is very emotional. That's why I think stagers are really good at this, because they have to come in and say, you know what, we need to get this out of here.
Right.
Where the homeowner would say, well, that my grandfather made that. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful.
Oh, I got that on vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's very special to me.
It has a memory for
me. How could it not be? It's your home.
No one cares, yeah.
But, I mean, the lighting is terrible in photos where realtors could get a professional photographer in there along with them. There's so many things to be competitive. If you want top dollar, it has to be looking really, really
and
right.
You want that trusted advisor for the home, and obviously someone's home is almost always their largest financial transaction, so the intense need for an advisor for that is obvious, and it's throughout our culture. It's these smaller things, mortgages, getting a car, major repairs, where I think consumers also want trusted advisors. I think it's extremely anxiety-producing for people to say, okay, I gotta, you know, there's a leak in the roof. I think the most stressful thing is not the cost, but finding the right person. I think
that's
very upsetting when you're like, well, who do I trust? How do I get this done?
Especially when you're in a time of need, a hole in the roof. I mean,
right.
There's no there's no commercial.
It's only worse, right?
Right, because it's not like you can wait on it.
So
and you're
not
in panic mode.
And
there are companies that will take advantage of that situation.
Sure.
And in every town across America, there are realtors who know the best people because they've done 20 deals with them. And it's an underutilized resource by homeowners for sure.
Right. So go ahead, give a question.
Do you have stats on what's the most searched for provider on your app?
That's my question.
No, we don't. We have lots of data, but we're still, you know, working on it. We don't really disclose it as of yet. We're going to disclose it strategically, obviously. But on our mastermind group on Facebook, I did a poll, and Painter was actually the first one. But if you can, from a realtor's perspective, you can imagine whether you're about to sell a home or you just move in, there's almost always a painter involved. I think followed by some mortgage people and other closing services. Were very common. Landscapers common, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Real around the home things. But if you think about it, for instance, every time I've moved a couple times, the first night I move, I go up there and the kitchen is totally unpacked and I order pizza. Every time.
That's true.
Every time. And no one has ever said to me, here's the best pizza place in town.
You mean your realtor didn't send you the pizza the first night?
No.
What?
No, did not. Did not. She saved my neck 2 days later, but it just struck me like, there's so much about the town that we don't know, that they do know, that I wish they would tell me about in retrospect. Here's where you get your pizza.
Yep.
Here's, you know, here are some great babysitters. Here, like, what are the things I really need nitty-gritty?
You mentioned something before. You said babysitters, and you
pets.
Also said pet sitters.
Huge.
Yes.
If you can solve, in my family, if you can solve child needs, child suggestions, pet needs, pet suggestions, you have a client for life. Because these are the things that dominate our household.
Right.
So in my estimation, it would make sense for realtors to really try and meet consumers where they aren't have their needs.
Mm-hmm.
Meet them at their needs and solve problems for them, and you'll have clients for life.
Victoria, how about the dumbest thing in the world? What happens at the very end of a closing? After the money is handed over, what have you seen happen? The last almost ministerial act, handing over of the
keys.
So that means how many kids, like in the Tim Judge neighborhood, had all the keys of the house? You're moving into someone else's house,
right.
And how many keys are floating around? That I mean, the sellers themselves.
So you're saying the locksmith.
Why wouldn't that be the locksmith working while you're at the closing? That's not done. They're handing over like worn out keys. I've seen that, and I wonder, wow, how many of the Tim, how many friends have your mom, dad's old house, those keys?
Oh, we never locked the door.
That's great that you're telling that to everyone right now.
But the truth is that the door was never locked. It was 11 of us. So we were in and out of that place. There was no keys.
But we had keys, and people float around and lost keys. Even my house keys right now. Yeah. We don't know which
I don't know where any of my keys are either. We go through the garage.
They needed a locksmith to get the keys to go to the closing with, because nobody had a key to the house.
So would you say a locksmith is used in what percentage of transactions?
Gotta be
low. Yeah,
gotta
very,
be low.
Very low.
And
very
shouldn't
low.
It be idea, absolutely.
The highest?
Yes.
Shouldn't it be?
It should be the first thing you do is change the locks. Absolutely.
They do that with apartment keys in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
They D-key or re-key, whatever that's called.
Right.
So why wouldn't that be
that
the
makes
case?
Sense.
They should be a realtor's, like, part of a real estate office.
I think that they're thinking about the transaction. It's done, and they can wash their hands of it, but I think the longer standing professionals in the industry recognize that this is a relationship that lasts well beyond the closing.
Well, you saw my reaction when he said that he ordered his own pizza.
Right.
You know, I've sold countless homes. I mean,
mm-hmm.
over 1,500 homes I've sold in my career, and we always sent dinner the first night when they
sure.
moved in, because we knew
they
were not going to cook, and they have no idea where to go. So that was just a given.
And it's a party.
Pizza and a bottle of champagne.
Yes, right, that's right. That's cool. I would always show up with that at the closing.
It's a pizza great idea.
No, the champagne. Not the pizza.
The pizza could mess up all the loan
dogs. And that's just day one in the home. You know, days
right.
2, 20, 200, 2 years are still... I'm in my house 3 years. I still don't have a good plumber to call. I have no idea. I don't call plumbers every day. Realtors, however, deal with plumbers all the time.
That is right.
So my deck needs to be finished. I got to refinish my deck. I don't do that.
Right.
I
you
should
need
be
a good
calling
carpenter,
my realtor. So
you
know? That realtor should have that information at the ready and be ready to disseminate to the homeowner to help that homeowner solve problems about their home.
That's right.
It's a very powerful marketing.
And for all the contractors that are listening to the show right now, get in touch with your local realtor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're a huge source of business.
And look, that is an important part. I mean, you're just talking about the needs. We're not even talking about the remodelers that want to put granite. We're not even talking about, how about appliance companies that you want to improve? Absolutely. We're not even talking about improvements. We're just talking about baseline.
Right.
Let's say you hate all the sockets and the flip switches and no GFIs. And, you know, what about upping the amperage? We went from 100 to 200. You know how many morons I had to deal with? Finally, the guy was, like, hating us the whole time. And he finally, you know, it was a whole experience that my wife had.
So I have an upcoming electrical problem. I'm going to call a realtor to find an electrician because I certainly don't know any good ones personally.
You're going to do it as a test to see if they know anyone?
I'm going to see who's using the app and who's not. I'm going to look
all
around
right.
my database and find the right one. Absolutely.
That's cool. So, I mean, Homekeeper, to wrap it up, are we wrapping up?
No, we're not wrapping.
Okay,
we have 6 minutes
I'll,
left.
I'll just, okay, concisely state that this is a really good, liaison between the providers and the homeowners, and the realtors should really get much more granular involved in that one-on-one and see what, how about even asking the clients, what do you think you're going to need? Do you plan on repainting?
A lot of times they really don't know. You know, so they really should know, the realtor should know, not the client, because the client doesn't know. Like he said, he came from the city and he moved into the suburbs. He had no idea what he was in for. I mean, I did the same thing. I mean, I went from Staten Island to the Hudson Valley and, you know, little things like a fence, you know, I didn't even know who to call.
Absolutely.
You know, and what do I do with that?
And that goes on and on. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, homeowners are constantly in a position of ignorance about the things around their home that don't happen that often.
Right.
I don't need recommendations on groceries. That we got covered. But a deer fence, I don't know who to call.
No.
Right?
But so then let's ask this question. Are brokers, like Phil, I mean, Phil may be an anomaly, are brokers with big companies in this county, this is a very, 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 very wealthy county, are they telling their realtors to do this for relationship marketing?
Well, if you listen to me, you know, for the last few years, all I talk about is building relationships. I think that building relationships is the most important thing that you can do when you're in business. Never burn a bridge. Get out there, talk to every single person you know, because every single person out there knows 250 other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe you and I have a relationship, but you know what? You're going to expose me to, you know, 250 other people. Maybe two or three of them are really going to help my business. Why would I ever want to burn that bridge with you? So we have to go out there and we have to continuously build relationships. And if you're smart and you're in this business, you want to know everyone in the community, from the pizza guy all the way
Absolutely.
To, you know, the electrician, the plumber. You know, the givens are the easy ones, you know, but there's other people, like you said, the locksmith. You need to know everyone in the community, not only to refer, but to also sell, and they also sell and buy,
no,
too.
No, of course they do, but I was even thinking if I, you know, as I'll become a user now, if I was going to use myself as the homeowner, why not hit the next-door neighbor? Let the next door neighbor or their contacts, your people's family and friends, become aware of the app to put on their own phone.
Absolutely.
And have access to this.
We try and encourage it as much as we can. Obviously, realtors would love to have their profile, their select group of vendors spread throughout the community. In terms of relationship building and how it fits into the realtor industry, I will say that as I've gone to the different conferences, NAR and other big conferences and so forth, I've heard leaders talk about to agents that it's more than just a transaction. It's a relationship.
That's
and if
right.
you think about it like that, you're going to think beyond the actual mechanics of the transaction and begin to talk about the community and getting people plugged
right.
into the local area totally.
And success is really, the relationship is the foundation of the success is what I was going to say.
Yep.
Well, we really want to thank you. The hour goes really fast around here.
It does.
We want to thank you very much for your time and for all of your participation. And how do we reach you?
Homekeeper is a website, homekeeper.com, HOMEKEEPR, like Tumblr or Flickr, .com. And you can email support@homekeeper.com anytime. got any questions, we'll sort you right out. And I want to say thank you very, very much
thank
for having
you.
Me. Really
appreciate
enjoyed
it.
Being
yeah.
here.
Great information.
Definitely our pleasure. Scott, how do we reach you?
What I always say, easily, S like Scott, Forcino, Forcino, at exitrealtygroup.com.
And there is someone I want to thank today that we did not talk about in the opening, and that's Tim Judge. Tim is here, and he live streams videos, everything here, which is really awesome. And just give us one place that we can go to get some of these videos.
HomeSearchTV.com. And you can look for the Revolution. So HomeSearchTV.com/Revolution, RIVALUTION.
Awesome. And I'm Victoria Rivadeneira. You can reach me at VictoriaRIVA.com, where you'll find all my information. Thank you so much for listening to our show, and we are back here again next week.
Perfect. Nice.
Excellent. All sports.